It's the Jack and Kate Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. Justin Shack will get you updated on everything in the world of sports all morning long if you missed anything from last night. We got Shep in, making sure we push all the buttons, making sure we're on the air. We talk to the whole country. And, of course, Anthony Pierno running the show today, who I will just tell you about some of his activities for later on this day, coming up a little bit later on in this segment. You do not want to miss it because it may be one of those epic smackdowns. I don't know if I have to say smackdown. Is that like a term that is copyrighted or anything? But I'm going to use it. I don't know if it's like March Madness. You know, I'm old enough, and I'm not, gosh, I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to remember when baseball started in April and basketball ended in March. When March Madness was actually March Madness. Now it's April Madness. And I'm a college basketball fan. In fact, if you're talking about regular season basketball, I will always be entertained more by college basketball's regular season than NBA anytime, any place. And I heard people complaining about the Final Four going into the weekend, and when Duke is out, when North Carolina's out, even Gonzaga, who a lot of people I think didn't believe in fully, was out. I think a lot of people were like, I'm not that excited about my Final Four this weekend. It's just not the same. If you like storylines, I think they were there. If you like really good basketball, yesterday it wasn't. And the Virginia game against Auburn was fantastic drama at the end. It was not fantastic basketball by any stretch of the imagination. What carried Auburn into the national semifinal betrayed them yesterday, and some of the credit for that, some, goes to the fact that Virginia can D up on you and can limit you from three, and that's exactly what happened. Auburn not able to assassinate an opponent with three-pointers the way that they had in previous matchups. But still, they're there with a lead, with an opportunity to win to go to the national championship game. To Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers, that was one of the most amazing runs that I have ever seen in an NCAA tournament. That was absolutely fantastic. To the Auburn fan crying today, or anyone else in my business who thinks, and it always baffles me, well, that's a foul. And by the way, if you are arguing that it's a foul, and whether that is a foul or not at the end of the game, when Kyle Guy is run into before the ball leaves his hands, if you are arguing whether that's a foul or not, you don't understand basketball. You obviously don't watch it. That is a foul. That should be called a foul if you had a referee's clinic and you said, here's the play, and there's no clock. Take the clock out of the equation. If you just took a referee's clinic and you had 100 referees in a room and you say, here's the play, we have no time, we have no context. It's there. I used to have to sit through these with USA Hockey when I was a hockey coach. And officials would come in and show us stuff and show us plays. If you showed that play from the super angles that they had it last night in the broadcast, if you show that to 100 officials in a room and say, officials, this is a foul. You should call it every time. 100 referees in the room would nod and move to the next. Okay, next. The clock does not dictate how a game is called, period. And if it does, the officials are not doing their job. A foul is a foul is a foul is a foul. And it doesn't matter if it's a second to go in the game. That is a foul, and it's 100% a foul. And I've already heard explanations from people on television. Well, it's a questionable call. I went to ESPN's website this morning. Well, the game that'll be the questionable call. That's not a questionable call. It's a foul. Just show the play. Show the play. He's run into. He doesn't lean in. He doesn't do anything to draw the foul, you know, go on out there and make sure he draws foul. He's out there. He is fouled. He's run into. The ball hasn't left his hands. Period. The whistle is blown. Period. Before the buzzer. It's a foul. And it should be a foul every time. And if you're crying about it, if you're whining about it, and if you're saying it's a questionable call, you do not understand basketball. That is not a questionable call at all. Don't get it. Don't really understand it. You don't want a foul to be called because, well, it's real. And then I heard this one from an analyst with CBS, heard it from an analyst with ESPN. And then I just said, okay, I'm done because this is just going to annoy me. I heard, well, you hate to see a game decided by the officials. That is a bunch of garbage. The game wasn't decided by the officials. When you run into a shooter, you decide the game by not being able to defend properly. Period. Period. Well, you know, you hate to see a game where the officials may. No, the officials didn't decide that. Running into the shooter decided it. It's a foul every time. If you show the video, slow motion, is it a foul? It's not even, you don't even have to slow motion it. It's a foul. So please, stop with the whining. Tom Izzo's out. Texas Tech's in. Congratulations to Chris Beard because all I kept hearing about was Tom Izzo, Tom Izzo, Tom Izzo, Tom Izzo, and I get it. Tom Izzo's a brilliant coach. But for Texas Tech, another one of those great stories. It's a great story. And I told you before the tournament, before the NCAA tournament, what I knew about Texas Tech wouldn't have filled a shot glass. What I know about them now, brilliant story. Very intrigued, very excited to see them. And someone may or may not have wagered on them last night as an underdog. And really is happy that they did. I'm going to leave that up to your imagination. A Virginia team that goes from losing to a 16, the only team ever to suffer that humiliating embarrassment, getting back to the national championship game the next year. I've got to tell you, that's about as good as it gets. That is determination. That is fortitude. You're losing the first game again the next year, this year, down by either 4 or 6 at halftime of the first game. I think it was 6, maybe. That's an impressive performance. Virginia and Texas Tech, I'll look forward to seeing it on Monday night. But if you're one of those whiners, please, just stop. Because I've got no time for it. A foul is a foul is a foul. And if you're one of those people who actually believes that, well, this game was, and I'm hearing these are analysts paid by CBS, paid by ESPN. Well, you hate to see the officials decide a game. That is the worst heaping, steeping pile of dog poo take that I've ever heard. The officials did not decide a game. That is so ridiculous. They didn't decide anything. When you can't defend without running into somebody, you decided it. You made the error. You made the calculated mistake. And you know what? A referee made the right call. And then I have people, I heard it on Zach Gelb's show earlier, and Zach, they had great audio of being able to show you, here's the call, here's the inbound, here's the whistle, here's the buzzer. People saying, did that whistle go off before the buzzer? I don't think it did. It went off so obviously, it's not even, and if you watch the video again, it's not, this isn't an issue. Wake up. Please, folks, let's wake up. For NBA fans, the home stretch is here. I would love to tell you what the NHL did down the stretch last night as the seasons are ending. But if you can figure out the NHL's convoluted, idiotic playoff format, maybe I'll let Anthony give us a 30-second synopsis on that later. You can't figure it out because it's so stupid. And they're keeping it for next year because of Gary Bettman, who I wouldn't hire to walk my dog. I would not, if he was with that dog sitting service that Olivia Munn advertises for, where somebody pays her to take her dog for a walk so it can poop, and she gets the text on the app, says, hey, your dog pooped. That's good. I wouldn't hire Gary Bettman to do that. Gary Bettman couldn't lead a bachelor party to a strip club. And again, so I can't figure out his convoluted, stupid playoff format. But in the NBA now, we're starting to see things come into shape. We already knew that Milwaukee and Toronto were going to secure themselves up top in the East. So they've got themselves set up for at least two rounds of home court advantage. The Sixers stumbling and bumbling their way to the 3 seed. And in the West, Golden State just sort of sleepwalks through another regular season. And I hear a lot of people very, very intrigued Denver's going to really put a scare into them. I'll give it right now. If Denver and Golden State play in the postseason, if they play in the Western Conference Finals, I will give you right now, you can have the Denver Nuggets, all right? And I'm going to give you plus 2.5 wins in the series. And I'll bet you on the series. You get Denver, I get Golden State, you get plus 2.5 in the series. So all they got to do is win 2 games and you'd win the bet. Guess what? You'll lose the bet. Because let me just give you a spoiler alert. Denver's not beating Houston if they meet in the second round. The Western Conference looking sharp. I mean, I can't believe the San Antonio Spurs made the postseason. I don't know why I doubt Greg Popovich at any time, but truly tremendous. And a postseason without LeBron James. And I'm just wondering, what kind of drama is LeBron James going to create to get himself on the front page during the NBA's postseason? I will make the prediction now. Anthony, you can save the tape. LeBron James will do things during the postseason to try to get himself in the headlines because he will be beside himself that he's not the center of attention in the postseason. He will come up with something. I don't know if it will be NBA related. I don't know if it will be Laker drama. I don't know if it will be social justice warrior LeBron James. He will do something to get everybody talking about LeBron because we're not talking about him after he destroyed his own team right before the trade deadline.